The topic of today's daf and yesterday's daf was very much the laws of chalipin. So I think it's kedai to talk a little bit about chalipin. It's a dover oimed berumay shalaylam. We mentioned earlier that the poskim say that stam kinyan in Torah Shabbat Peh is kinyan chalipin. So just one ha'ara from the Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, Hashem Yimkom Damai. It's actually Simen Aleph, Chelek Aleph of the Dvar Avram. It's a ha'ara nifla as it relates to understanding kinyan chalipin. And that is as follows. A little bit of akdama. There's a tshuva in Chassam Sofer. This is in Yeridaya. It's Chelek Beis. It's tshuva Shin Yod Dalet. The question was as follows. There was a yid who had an animal, and the animal was mekashalele. It was going to give birth. And he knew that when the animal gives birth, it was a kosher animal, the child, the offspring, was going to have kedushas bechor. Now, an animal, bezman hazeh, that has kedushas bechor is a little bit of an issue, right? Kedushas bechor is something that survived Churban Beis HaMikdash. Problem is, he can't be makriv it. It ends up being problematic. So the basic go-to move throughout history, it's really based on the first sugya Masechtas Becharis is you take in a non-Jewish partner, and like this, once there's a yad over kachavim be'emtza, you don't have to worry about all the halachas of kedushas bechor. So this person decided that he wants to bring in a non-Jewish partner, and he's going to sell off this animal that he has. Or just sell the gamri. Either way, he meets a nene Yehudi who wanted to buy his animal. They shook hands on it. They did what's called a hanshlak. They literally shook hands. And before he had an opportunity to deliver the goods, and even to pay for it, the animal gave birth to a child. And the question was, does this child have kedushas bechor, or does this child not have kedushas bechor? So this was a child that happened in a shtetl somewhere in Europe, and this yid went to his rav, and he told his rav, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, he says, what's the halacha? He says, I never made a kinyan. He was a learned fellow, and he understood that the kinyan has to go into effect. All we did was a hanshlak. We shook on it, but lemaisa, nothing really happened. And because nothing really happened, is it mine? If it's mine, the animal has kedushas bechor, or did I sell it to the guy? If I sold it to the guy, so there's no kedushas bechor anyways, I got the money for it like this. I didn't take any hefset. So this yid, the Rav, his name was Rabbi Yosef Yoel, who was the Rav in Tarnopol. Who's the Rav in Tarnopol? The Mechaschenech was the Rav in Tarnopol. My grandfather used to call him the Tarnopol Aruv. But either way, so this yid, Rabbi Yosef Yoel, who was the Rav in Tarnopol, he sat down and he wrote a tshuva. And he said to me, it's poshet that this shaila is totally in the father. He says, all that happened was a hanshlak. Hanshlak's a kinyan? I mean, we're learning the sugis of kinyanim right now. Mesechtes Kedushin. Where do you find that a handshake should be a kinyan? He says, narvas. There's really a makar to this being a kinyan. It's a gemara mesachtes bava metzia daf ayin dalet amud aleph. It's in perik ezo neshach. Amar apapi mishmei derava hay situmta kanya. Situmta is a kinyan. So what's situmta? It's a machlokes is Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi says that situmta is once upon a time you had people that they used to sell wine retail. So I think you have a chenveni, he sells wine. He would go to a supplier, a wholesaler, and he would say, so I think over the course of time I'm going to need 10 barrels of wine. But he didn't take delivery of it in one shot. They didn't have logistics then like we have today. And as a result, the meicher would store the wine, and at b'meshach hazman, the chenveni would take possession of it. But in the meantime, he wanted to make sure it was his, and he wasn't able to give it to anybody. So what they would do is they would make a mark. Literally, they would take a pen, a magic marker, and they would make a mark on each one of these barrels, and that meant that the barrel belonged to this person. And in the world of Dina de Malchusa, the way the Seicharim and the Tagarim used to transact, it was considered to be binding. So Amar Rapapi Mishmei de Rava, Rapapi said the name of Rava, Hai Si Tumta, that Kenyan Si Tumta, Kanya is considered a Kenyan. The Mayachus says the Gemara, when you say it's a Kenyan, like it's like a Kenyan, like what does that mean? So it was Machlokes Amira. Rav Chaviva, Amar Rav Chaviva said the Mikanya Mash. Yeah, it's a real Kenyan. Rabbanan Ami, the Rabbanan said the Kabuli Alem Mishapara. It's not a real Kenyan, but there's an idea that if someone agrees to a deal and then he backs out, Mishapara, Meanchadara Mabu, Meanchadara Flog, what's the Makarta, Mishnah Barakazov. So there's such an idea, there's something called a Mishapara, so you're not allowed to back out. So you tumped as a Kenyan to the extent that you're not going to be allowed to back out. The Gemara says, Vahilchaso, the Kabuli Alem Mishapara. Now, Loch is like the Shitas that hold that see tumped as a Kenyan regarding Mishapara, Uba'asra the Nehigi Lamikne Mamish. But if you're in a city where the custom is that when you do this atumta, it makes a real Kenya, Kanu da Alachas, it's going to be a real Kenya. So said this Rav, Rabbi Yosef Yoel from Tarnopol, that Lachura, a Hanschlag, if it's a Kenyan, it would be Kenyan Setumta. Meaning, what do you say, Kenyan Setumta? That if this is the derech of the Soicharim, and this is the derech of the Tagarim, this is the way that they transact, so that's going to be considered a transaction. Lachura, this is Kenyan Setumta. So he said like this. He said that the Nesiva says in an art that although you find this idea of Kenyan Setumta, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but it's pasha that Kenyan Setumta only works with the Rabbana. It doesn't work with the Raisa. He says, how do I know that? He says, because it can't be that Kinyan Tumta, the Derech of the Soicharim, should be better than a Kinyan Derabana. Meaning you find different Kinyanim that are Kinyanim Midrabana. Not Midai Raisa, only Midrabana. Like Mois, right? According to Rish Lakish, that holds that Mois is... Meshicha according to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry. Meshicha according to Rabbi Yochanan. With Dvar Torah, Mois is Koinus, and Meshicha only works with the Rabbana. It's a Kinyan Derabana, right? That's what it is. It's a Kinyan Derabana. So there's an idea of something that it's not a Kinyan Derais, it's a Kinyan Derabana. There is such a Metzias. If that's the case, it can't be Setumta, which is predicated on the Derech of the Soicharim, should be better than a Kinyan that people do based on the fact that the Rabbana told you to do it. Meaning, if I'm doing this Kinyan because the Rabbana told me to do it, how could it be worse than if I'm doing this Kinyan because that's the minute, if the Torah says it, the Torah says it. But I'm just following the custom. So the Rabbana told me to do it. That's arrogant if you're following a custom. And if there's something called a Kinyan the Rabbana, then it has to be that Sittumta is also going to only be a Kinyan the Rabbana. So this is what this Yid said. He said, that's Pashit that a Hanschlag is a Kinyan Sittumta. And that's Pashit that Kinyan Sittumta, it's a Mefurish in the Sivis, is Menit a Kinyan the Rabbana. If that's the case, what's essentially the Shaila? The Shaila is you made a Kinyan the Rabbana. The guy made a Kinyan the Rabbana in your animal. And you want to know, is his Kinyan the Rabbana enough to be Mafkir Kedushas Bechayr? He says, you know, that's totally one of the Shailas that are in the Brumish Shalom. More about the Shaila in tomorrow's daf. And that is, if someone has a Kinyan Derabanan, does that work for Dine Deiraisa? Or does that not work for Dine Deiraisa? So for example, it's Sukkis, and you have to buy Dalad Minim. If someone makes a Kinyan Derabanan and Dalad Minim, is that going to be considered a Kinyan as it relates to being able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Lochem, or Lekachtam Lochem Lohim Arishim, or maybe to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Deiraisa of Lochem, you have to have a Kinyan Deiraisa. And that's a Shaila that's Kvardoshu Be'rab, and this is one of the most famous Shailas ever, literally, Beligosma. And if that's the case, that's Mamash what this is Talian. It was a Hanschlag, which is Situmta, which the Nesiva says a Kinyan Derabanan, meaning what you want to know is whether Kinyan Derabanan works for Dine Deiraisa. He says, no, Kvardosh Be'rab, and he wrote a whole pilpul, a whole tshuva to say what his Chavis Das is as it relates to that Shaila. So the Sam Sofer was then sent this Shaila by this Rav. He wanted a second opinion. He wanted to hear what the Hilch Sam Sofer had to say. So I'll just read to you the beginning. He says like this, Vihine. I see the tshuva that you wrote, and I see that you would solo b'mayim adirim. Right? You're swimming in mayim adirim. Ein of ro, kol tshuva so achrein be'inyan zeh. Regarding what we just mentioned. V'yon, and you came out, ki situm te kinyan derabana. And therefore, tell you, this shailas tali, I kinyan derabana moyal afkia, iser deiris. Then he got involved with him in the sugi of hafkir, but as an hafkir, you know, dvarim atikim. Either way, he writes back to him like this. He says, "V'divrei pichachem chen." But you should know, as it relates to me, "V'ein li pnai la'ayim b'chol elu achreinim shehevi." Says, "I don't have time to look in all the achreinim that you brought me." This Chacham Sofer said, "Pasha, I don't have time for this." U'b'shagam sefer machne Ephraim. So it seems that the sefer machne Ephraim was featured very prominently in the tshuva that this yid wrote. So he says, "U'b'shagam sefer machne Ephraim lo nimtza b'machnoi seino." He says, pun intended, obviously, it's not something that we have in our machne. Right? We've seen that with the Chacham Sofer said the Lukutei Amarim is something that's lo nimtza b'machnoi seino. Someone tells the Chacham Sofer something about Shagisari says he doesn't have time to look into Shagisari. It's right, it's interesting. Rav Moshe Kiyudua used to say things like this. It comes from Chassam Sofer, it comes from Noid Behuda. It's something that you see by the Gdoyle Apoiskim. Everything was with Mamish, with the Friedige, literally, or with coming from the Gemara, coming from the Gefes. But either way, Rav Moshe said, the Chassam Sofer said, like Rav Moshe, but the Chassam Sofer said, Sefer Machna Ephraim, Loi Nimtza B'machna Yisenu. So he says, I can't go through your whole pilpul. But he said, I just want to tell you one thing, and forwarding all the way to the end of the tshuva. He says, the whole anocha that you're making, that Hanschlag is Kinyan Setumta, and Kinyan Setumta is a Kinyan Derabanan, based on the Nesivas. He says, I want you to know, I'm choylik with this Nesivas. I hold it's not emes. I hold Mishnazai. And I hold that Kinyan Setumta is not a Kinyan Derabanan, but rather Kinyan Setumta is Kinyan Deiraisa. Shadin kein menatoyr. that kol shenhigu asoichrin, anytime you do a kinyan in the way that the soichrim do it, it's not a kinyan derabbanon. It's a kinyan deraisa. A kinyan derabbanon is a kinyan derabbanon. But where it's the derech asoichrim, there it's really a kinyan deraisa. And he says a svar, which is a very big chiddush. You have to be mispointed on the svar. But the Chassam Sofer said like this. He says, I'll tell you the gather. The gather is that the way we view these kinyanim that are derech asoichrim, as if the person is giving the other person a gift. Right? So if Reuven's giving Shimon, and he's giving to him ala tanai. What's the tanai? The tanai is you're going to do X, Y, Z, whatever the derech of the soichrim is. And we know that masna mashakasa b'teira, b'dov v'sheva mom and tanai kayim, and every derech ha-soichrim is considered a tanai b'dov v'sheva mom, that's how it works. He says, I by kinyan derabbanan, why don't you say the same thing? So the Chassam Sofer says, v'loi dami the kinyan, I'll just read his words. Hasam loi machalu b'kach ha-soichrim mirtsoina. Over there, the soichrim don't really want to do it that way. Ela anusim b'takonis chachamim. Umitam hefker bezdin bezayin shloimer in koyach biad bezdin alafkiyah v'leila haknois, and that's where all the sugis get involved. Avol b'mashe and higu mirtsoina matoyv kol tenai shebemam and kayim min atoyra belisofik. And he says even though he knows the nesivus says not that way, he's choyluk with the nesivus. But the bottom line is the Chassam Sofer said a chiddush. Again, you have to think about the svar. But the Chassam Sofer said a chiddush, and that is kinyan tzitum is not a kinyan. It's a kinyan deiraisa. If it's a kinyan deiraisa, it takes the whole tshuva and it throws it ala panim. It's a whole different tshuva. So the whole tshuva was based on tzitumta, it's derabanan. Derabanan could be mafkia deraisa. Chassam Sofer held it's not derabanan, it's deraisa. If it's deraisa, it's going to be different. Either way, the kovner rav and dvar avron. And this is in siman. I'm trying to begin. It's siman aleph anaf aleph. It's about this Indian kinyan derabanan be mafkia from a kinyan deraisa. And right in the beginning, it's ois gimel. He starts being mafalfa very much with Chassam Sofer, and he says a dover nifla. He says, I have a raya gedoyla to the chiddush of the Chassam Sofer, not the svar of the Chassam Sofer, but the halach of the Chassam Sofer. And that is, anytime there's a kinyan where it's being done because that's the derech of the soichrim, that's the meaning, what we know as kinyan situmta, based on the Gemara, in Bava Metzia, in Dalet, it's going to be a kinyan deiraisa, it's better than a kinyan derabbanan. Derech ha-soichrim is odif from what the Rabbanan Institute and the Rabbanan said that you should go ahead and do. And the Makar, it's based on a pasuk in Sefer Rus, and a Yerushalmi in the first parak of Masechtas Kedushin, which is also Medrash Rabba in Rosh Parsha Zayin. So we said that what's the Makar to King Chalipin? The Makar is from Boaz. Boaz purchased from the Goyal, the Pliny Almoini, the rights to go and redeem the field of Abimelech and Machla Mekilian. And the way he did it was with Chalipin. And the Pasuk says, V'zois lefonim b'Yisrael, alagula valatmura lekayim kol dover sholaf ish naloi v'nosan l'reyeyu v'zois hatu dabi Yisrael. So the Yerushalmi Aleph Hey in Kedushin and the Medrash Rabba in Rus Zayin Dalet says the same exact thing. I'm going to read it from the Medrash Rabba. It's Zayin Yud Aleph. I'm sorry, but Rishonim in the olden days hayu koine b'minol u'besandal. The derech was that whenever a kinyan took place, they would do chalipin. And what was the chalipin? They would use a minol, a shoe, or a sandal. Shenema shalaf ish nale. It's a pasuk in Nach Chazru. But then there was a time where they changed the minik. Liyos koinim biktzatza. The way they would do a kinyan was biktzatza. So what does tzatza mean? Literally chopping. Now this medrash is talking specifically about the way they acquired a steachusa. This is a piece of property that was an heirloom. It was part of the family dating back to Yeshuvah, which is what's going on in that parsha over there with Boaz and Rus and the Pliny Almoni, right? He's buying a steachusa. So it used to be that even for a steachusa, they would use a minol and a sandal. But then they changed and said they did a ktsatsa. So maidin ktsatsa, what is this ktsatsa? I'm Rabbi Yosi bar Abin. So Rabbi Yosi bar Abin said, kol mishu moicha sadeh ulegoy. If there was a person that was selling his steachusa to an inner Yehudi, hayukroivav mevin chavyeis meleyeis kloyeis vegoizim. So his kroivim would come, and they would bring a chavis that was filled with kloyeis and egoizim, right, corn and nuts, umeshabrim b'fnei atinoikis, and they would break the chavis in the presence of the tinoikis, v'atinoikis melaktim v'oimrim, and the tinoikis would go and they would pick it up, and they would say, niktzatz ployne me'achusasa, that just like this barrel was, right, this is reminiscent of the Bris Bein Apsar, which Rashi says was the minig of Kosei Bris, Rashi and Chumash. But Al Kaponim, he said that everyone would start saying, they would go chopping all their goyzim and all, everything's flying all over the place, and they would say, Nichtzas ployni me'achuzasi. Chzira, if you ever got it back, hayu aymru chaza ployni me'achuzasi. So listen to this magic. It's a Yerushalmi also. That it used to be, they used to use a shoe, right? Shalom Vishnali. And then they changed the minig. The minig wasn't a shoe. The minig was, then it says, afterwards they started doing kesef, shtar, chazaka, freight the Dvar Avram, freight the Kovner. Can I understand something? I know what chalipin is, a shoe. Then they went to kesef, shtar, chazaka. That's psukim in the Torah. That's dina deraisa. What's this business over here that the way you make a transaction is with chavias maleis kloyes vegoizen umeshabru befnei atinoikis and they say nixas pointing me achuzasi and it sounds like this was the chefs of the kinyan, right? This was in lieu of the proverbial shoe, which was the chefs of the kinyan. So he said, what's this kinyan? He says, it's pasha. The kinyan is, that's what they used to do. It was the derech hasoicharim. It's what we know as situmta. Or what in the Chassam Sofer's times was a hunchlock. Yeah, mazal, right? Kinyonim happened that way. It sounds like that's what's going on over here. And it sounds more than that, says the Dvar Avram. That minig replaced what was a previous minig. A minig of using a shoe. Thus, haste, the shoe, which is chalipin, is mentioned in a pasuk. It's in Divrei Kabbalah. But really what the Pasuk is saying is not that there's a din, this is the way you should make a kinyan. What the Pasuk is saying is this is the way kinyanim were done. In fact, read the Pasuk. V'zois lefanim b'Yisrael alagula v'alatmura l'kayim koldova shalav v'shnali. There was an altaminik that whenever there was a kinyan, that's what they used to do. So what did he do? V'yoyim ragoy l'boyas k'nei loch v'yish l'vnali. That's the minik. That's prevalent at that time. Let's do that. This pasuk is the Makarta Chalipa. We just doused in this pasuk in today's daf. Who's Nalai, who took off whose shoe? Right, that's what's going on. But the point is that the removing of the shoe, right, it's not Chalitza where you're removing the shoe. This was the Derech HaSoicharim. This is what they used to do. And the pasuk says that being that that's what they used to do, it's for that reason that's what they did. A Bezok, the Dvar Avram, half of a fella. He says this pasuk is not a Makarta Kinyan Chalipin. It's a Makarta Kinyan Situmta. That's what it's a Makarta. It's a Makarta that any time it's Vizois Lefonim B'Yisrael, Al-Gulav Al-Atmura. If it's shalafish nalai, or if you take a chavis of corn, you chop it, it's flying all over the place, and kids are trying to chaptzim. Right? That's the same thing. It's no different. That is the chefza of the kinyan that's being described over here. The kinyan is not, oh, sadis bekesef, yuknu. Nah, that's kinyan kesef. That's a whole different inyan. This is vizois lefanim Yisrael. This is an old minig. This is a custom. This is the way that things used to go down. And that was the minig then, and that's what the medrash is trying to say. Then it was replaced with the chavis, and then they decided to follow the din day raisa, which is kesef shtar chazaka. But the point is that this pasuk is not a makar for chalipin. It's a makar for kinyan tzitumta. And in fact, the reason chalipin is koina is because chalipin is derech hasoicharim. So says the Kovner Rav, Hashem Yim Kaim Damai. He said, if that's the case, chalipin everyone knows is a kinyan day raisa. Less man de palik. No one ever debated whether chalipin's a kinyan day raisa. And you know why? Because it's divrei kabbalah. It comes from this pasuk. And the Kabbalah, according to most shittas, is a din dairaisa. If that's the case, then you know what you have a makar to? Not just the makar that chalipin works, but rather what you have a makar to is that whatever is the derech hasoicharim, that's going to work. See, he says a beautiful pshat. He says that yesh lohisif one kinech. He says al derech drush. The pasuk says v'zois lefanu biyisrael al agulav al atmura lekayim kol dava sholaf ish naloi v'nasan l'reyeyu. And then the end of the pasuk is v'zois hatuda biyisrael. He says, what's the end of that pasuk? V'zois hatuda biyisrael. It's redundant. V'zois lefanu b'Yisrael, and then again v'zois. V'zois hatuda b'Yisrael. He says, I think the pasuk is saying two things. The pasuk is saying v'zois lefanu b'Yisrael ala gulav ala tmura, that was something called chalipin. But then the pasuk is fearing guys that you should know that v'zois hatuda b'Yisrael, don't walk away thinking, oh, can you chalipin? No, v'zois hatuda b'Yisrael, this is a dogma of a more general halacha, which is that whenever it's the derech hasoicharim, whenever it's the derech of the tagarim, then that's going to be the halacha. So derech hasoicharim, like the Chassam Sofer said, is better than kinyan drabbanan. Kinyan drabbanan, drabbanan said that this is what you should do. Now, he says clearly, if the din drabbanan would take on a life of its own and would become the derech of the soicharim, he says, fashteitzach, you would have the halacha of derech hasoicharim. Why should it be any different? Why should tzitumta making a mark on a barrel of wine or taking a barrel of corn and it's chopping it into two and it's flying all over the place, be any worse than Kinyan Mayim Shloshtam? I don't know. Or any Kinyan Rabbanan. It shouldn't. And it's not. But the point is, Kol Kam, it's not the Derech of the Seicharim. Then it doesn't fall into Vezois HaTuda B'Yisrael. And as a result, it's going to be a Kinyan Rabbanan. Kishma Kachi. This is wherever it's a Derech of the Seicharim. Wherever it's a Derech of the Seicharim, it's going to be there. Just to end with one last tiny knitch. And that is, he says, Ubezeh, with this, I think it could be Miyashiv a Dover Nifla. And that is Rashi. In the beginning of Masechtas Kedush, everyone knows it's Rashi. Rashi in the beginning of Masechtas Kedush, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Right, has Masechtas Kedush start? So the Masechtas starts. Well, Isha Niktas B'Sholish Drachim, V'Koynes Afim B'Shtei Drachim, Niktas B'Kes B'Shtar B'Chazaka, etc., etc. So the Gemara says right in the beginning, Minyano De Reishal Amutei Mai, Minyano De Seifal Amutei Mai. According to some Rishonim, this is even from the Goyim. It's not even part of Ravina Rav Ashi yet. Minyano De Reishal Amutei Mai, Minyano De Seifal Amutei Mai. So the Gemara says Minyano De Reishal Amutei Chopa. It's Kesef Shtar and Bia, as opposed to what? As opposed to Fritik about the Rafuna, Dama Chuppah Koine Mekalva Choyne. According to Rafuna holds that Chuppah is Koine, Lamute Mai, Zokti Gemoy, Lamute Chalipin. So Kedai Tchamin, I would have thought, Hoy, Lugomar Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, being that we learn Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, Mas Sodom Mekanya Bechalipin, just like a Sodom Kibi Koine Bechalipin, Afishanami Mekanya Bechalipin, Ishi Kroh Sobi Koine Bechalipin, Kamash Malon, not that way. Says the Gemara, Vei Mochi Nami, why not? Sounds like a good argument. Says the Gemara, because Chalipin Isnu Bepachas Meshava Pruta, because Chalipin you could be Koino with pachas mishava pruta, the ishna the pachas mishava pruta loy mekanya nafsha. A woman is not makna herself pachas mishava pruta. What we just said is girsas Rashi in the Gemara. Rebbeinu Tam has major problems with this Gemara, and because today has a different girsa in the Gemara. But what does Rashi say? Rashi says that really chalipin should work based on kicha kicha mistei Ephraim. Okay, so why not adarabba? Since the reason is because isha bepachas mishava pruta loy mekanya nafsha. There's like a svara that a woman would never be makna herself bepachas mishava pruta, and stam chalipin is pachas mishava pruta. And it's for that reason chalipin doesn't work when it fake Rebbeinu Tam. A whole bunch of kashas. Number one, what happens if the woman is a pashta yada vekibla? She's makabel. Based on the svar of Rashi, the kedushin should be chal. He asks another kasha. We know how much kesef do you have in order to be koyin edisha vekesef. Based, right, we're learning Perek Hazav, Perek HaKesef. Beis Hillel says that it's a pruta. Beis Shammai says it's a dinar. So the Gemara says later in the first Perek Masechtas Kedushin, my time in the Beit Midrash. Beis Hillel, we know pruta is always money. What about Beis Shammai? So he says on one side, the Gemara says because isha v'pachas mishavet dinar le'mekanya nafsha. So the Gemara says if that's the case, Bonsi the Rabbi Yana's daughters, they were fine schmeckers and they needed a grace and nadin in order for them to be willing to be mekabel kedushin. So according to you, Beis Shammai, you can't be mekad Bunsi the Rabbi Yana, unless you're going to give a big sum of money, and the Gemara works with that kasha. Freit Rabbeinu Tam, a bon kasha. He says the Gemara waited for Beis Shammai to ask that kasha. What about Bunsi the Rabbi Yana? In Beis Hillel, you never had that kasha. Like Rashi, the Gemara could have asked the kasha Bunsi the Rabbi Yana on Beis Hillel also. Because Beis Hillel says that Chalipin really should work. Why doesn't Chalipin work? Minyana the Rachel Mutta Chalipin. Because Isha Bepachas Meshavah Putla Mikan. That means you're also reckoning with the Isha. So if you're reckoning with the Isha's, then when it comes to Bonsa Drabiana, she shouldn't be Mikudesh, it's with a Pruta. Bon Kash, right? This is a famous Tosis. Kedushin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Zog the Dvar Avram. Lefi Anal, it's so poshid. His Lashon is that Mi'irim Divrei Rashi. Rashi's words are so poshid, it's Aleph based. What did Rashi mean to say? Why did Chalipin work? What is King Chalipin? It's a din Chalipin? No. Kesef's a din. Shtar is a din. Chazok is a din. There's certain dinim. Chalipin was Setumta. It was the derech. V'zois lefonim b'Yisrael al agulav al atmurah. This is what they used to do. V'zois hatudim b'Yisrael. This is a lesson that if this is the derech of the soichim, this is what you do. The derech of the soichim was that if you were buying a stay achuz, you would buy with Chalipin. The derech of the soichim was if you're buying barley or wheat, you would buy with the soichim. Oh, but being that isha b'pachos mishav v'putalei Mekanya Nafsha. So it was never the derech to be koine nishu chalipin. If it's not the derech to be koine nishu chalipin, it's not kankinyan. So what are you going to tell me? Push the yod of the kibla. Who cares? It's not a kinyan. It's only a kinyan if it's done. If it's not done, it's not a kinyan. If chalipin is bechetza kinyan, okay. So you tell me, this isha doesn't want chalipin, but that isha does want chalipin. So push the yod of the kibla. The Gemara's teretz is a whole different teretz. The Gemara's teretz is not bunsa, it's not do a bunsa drab yana. The point is that the whole yisoid of kinyan chalipin is that it's kinyan tzitumta, it's the derech of the soicharim. And kamash malon, that anytime it's the derech, it's a kinyan day raisa. Like the Chassam Sofer said, aha, Anschlag in Pirschberg in the year 1820, das Akinyan Deiraisa. You know why? Because that's the minik. That's what people do. And if that's what people do, that's what's going to make it into a Kinyan. The teretz of the Gemara was, Isha b'pochas mishav b'putla mikanyan ashu. It was never the derech. If it was never the derech, it was never a Kinyan. If it was never a Kinyan, there's no sheiches. Oh, but this one person in the Welt that I wanted it. No, you don't understand. It was never a Kinyan. That was never a Kinyan. Have an issue. He brings Shuv Matzah. The end of the shtickle, he says, I found in the Marit. So the Marit is like borderline Rishon. He says, I found in the Marit. It's in Kedushin Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. It's on this Gemara. It's in the middle of, I'm just going to read one line. Ela, Shahasudr Kinyan La'atzmai. Shemesirasi Levada, Hi Akoina, V'gom Adavar. Kidam Rinon. I saw Mechalipin. Kidam Rinon. What would you say, Kidam Rinon? I would say, Bama Metzia Mem Zayin. Maybe yesterday's daf, maybe tomorrow's daf. It'd be one of these daf. Or Kinyan Gemara, like in the end of the first Berak Mesachtes Kedushin. Or maybe Kidam Rinon in Rus. I don't know. Dalid Pasuk Zayis v'slayis v'fanu b'Yisrael. You know where you see this? Shehasu the kinyan lematzmai. Shehamisirasei levadi akayin v'gam adaver. Kedaminu bava mitzia dafayin dalu amad alech. Haisu timta ba'asra de regilin l'miktivei kanya. V'haisudra keili nami kach hoyu regilin lahaknois. Kedichsev v'zayis l'fanu b'Yisrael l'kayim kol davar. Zogtez mefurish. And he said he was so besimcha because he held it was emes. And he said he said over this shtickle to a lot of different talmidei chachamim v'kulam hiskimuli. But the maisi, he was still saying a chiddush that no one said. But he said he found it in the Marit. And when he found it in the Marit, he knew it was Torah's emes. And he says, Baruch Hashem, he was mechaven to the grace of Marit.